Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory begins at 11 a.m. today and continues until 6 p.m. tonight. Daytime highs approaching 76 today under mainly clear skies, southerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. State universities may be changing their requirements for those that are applying for jobs or to try and gain admission into the universities after the state legislative session of this year that encouraged universities to ban the requirements of prospective students, potential hires, and staffers that are seeking promotions to disclose their views on, quote, diversity initiatives. Cake News reports the announcement came at the end of last week as the Kansas Board of Regents revised their policy language that emphasizes, quote, multiculturalism and diversity on campus by adding language that bars universities from requiring statements that, quote, pledge allegiance to, support for, or opposition to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives and applications for admission, hiring, or promotion. The change came with no voice to opposition during the meeting that happened at Fort Hays State University, as the Kansas Board of Regents chair said that it was in good faith effort trying to listen to the legislature. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
U.S. Congressman Jake LaTourneur has made the announcement as of end of last week that he would not be running for re-election in the 2024 season, saying that he wants to spend more time at home with his four young children. In a statement from LaTourneur, he did say, quote, Suzanne and I are proud parents of four young children, and for the busy schedule of serving in and running for Congress has taken a toll. The unrepeatable season of life where we are in, where our kids are still young and at home, is something I want to be more present for. He went on to mention his frustrations with the, quote, dysfunctional Capitol Hill, but said he is optimistic about the future of the country. LaTourneur was the state treasurer for the state between 2017 and 2021, along with a state senator between 2013 to 2017. LaTourneur said he would finish out his term until the end of 2024, but would leave an open seat as the Republican Party scrambles to find a candidate or multiple candidates going into the August primary in the state of Kansas. The deadline to register to run for office in Kansas is set for June 1st. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska legislature passed nearly every item on Thursday's agenda, but the Nebraska legislature likely keeps the fight over school choice alive. While the Opportunity Scholarship Act, more commonly known as school choice, which gives tax credits to private schools, has been faced with more than the possibility that voters could reject the bill in November. But senators like Ben Gardin have raised further questions about taxes overall.
It's beyond time to strike down Nebraska tax policy and start over. We need to give birth, not try to resurrect. We need to transform, not tweak. We need courage, not convenience. Bring on the special session. It's time to be transformational. It's time to be courageous.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. State Senator Elaine Bowers announced her candidacy for re-election, representing the 36th Senate District, which includes Marshall and Washington, as well as Clay, Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Osborne, Ottawa, Phillips, Republic, Rooks, Russell, and Smith counties. Bowers has served the Senate since 2013 and was previously a House member elected first in 2007. She is from Concordia. Marshall County Treasurer Angie Price has filed for re-election. She was appointed February of this year with the retirement of Jimmy Ellenbecker and will run on the Democratic ticket. Marysville was runner-up in nationwide voting through USA Today as best small town in the Midwest. Among communities under 25,000 population, Madison, Indiana, a town of just over 12,000 residents, won first. The only other Kansas community in the top 10 was Council Grove, finishing third place behind Marysville. Online voting was conducted in March. Washington County Commissioner's last meeting interviewed Ryan Kern of Washington, one of two finalists for County Economic Development and Tourism Director. A second finalist will be interviewed from among six applications for the post. Annual free days at the Washington County Landfill are coming up May 2nd through the 4th. Nemahal County Commissioners advise they're still receiving organization requests for American Rescue Plan funds. Those interested should contact County Administrator Mike Miller. Gage County officials are considering options as to a bridge closure over Indian Creek at the east edge of Pickerel, which was closed earlier this month due to deficiencies on the bridge deck. A detour has been designated north at the intersection with Southwest 2nd Road. Average daily traffic count is over 700 vehicles. USD 108, Washington County approved hiring Jordan Carlson as junior senior high principal, replacing Brock Funk, who is taking a post as principal at Great Bend High School. A native of Thayer, Kansas, Carlson and her family live north of Clay Center. She's been teaching at Clay Center High School the past 7 years. Your news on your time, a podcast of our morning and midday. News blocks are available on our website, kndyradio.com, and our social media. Marysville Chamber and Main Street recently initiated the Marysville Sparklers program, a group of several dozen volunteers that have moved forward to take care of the city's plantings. Laura Victors was a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend and talked about her involvement in the program.
Well, I don't work or anything, so I really enjoy volunteering. You know, it's just something that I can do, and I do like seeing, I mean, I've done all the parks at different times, and I really do enjoy seeing them, you know, once. We usually do this like from March through October, you know, that's the general time, because then fall and winter comes and you don't have to do much then. And it's just enjoyable for me to see things get better looking and better looking, and everything starts to green up, and it just makes everything look better and makes everyone feel better. When people walk by, you know, they do say thank you, we appreciate, you know, things are looking good and we appreciate you doing this. So that's good for the town.
Terry B. Lukaroff, age 68, of Centralia, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Terry Lukaroff. Kenneth F. Reith, age 86, of Washington, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday 1 until 5 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Reith. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fish, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, Malibu blend, and apple rings. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, strawberries and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Discover a different kind of healthcare at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory will be in effect from late this morning until early this evening. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Southwest winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 40. Some showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms are possible early Tuesday morning, then sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Mostly sunny into Wednesday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s, then a slight chance for some rain showers into Wednesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then showers and thunderstorms continue Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s, southeast winds between 20 and 25 and gusting up to 30. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-April, 67, record high on this date, 94. The average low, 43, and the record low, 25. Sunset this evening, 8:08. Sunrise in the morning at 6:44.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to celebrate. Join Blue Valley Technologies on Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Broadband Bash in downtown Marysville. The day will be full of fun activities for everyone in the family. Blue Valley customers will receive $10 in chamber bucks. Plus, they have the chance to win some awesome prizes. Don't miss out on your chance to meet a surprise guest character straight from the Nickelodeon studios. Scavenger hunt, live music, food trucks, a cornhole tournament, and so much more. Join Blue Valley Technologies as we celebrate the completion of fiber optics into the city of Marysville. To see a full list of activities, visit bluevalley.net/broadbandbash.
It's 44 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 22nd of April. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. A close call for the Thunder in their playoff opener against the visiting Pelicans. C.J. McCollum looking for a game-winning three ball in the final seconds, guarded by Thunder guard Cason Wallace. The rookie put the clamps on to seal the win.
McCollum jumped at by Wallace. 7 seconds, 40 feet away, crossing over. Ball knocked away. McCollum goes back to get it. 3 seconds. Wide left, pump fakes, leans in for three, angle left. No good! It's over! The Thunder win game one, 94-92!
Final call on WWLS. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander led all scorers with 28 points just hours after he was announced as a finalist for this season's Most Valuable Player Award. The Bucks were without Giannis Antetokounmpo to open their playoff run against the Pacers. Fortunately for Milwaukee, they were home and it was Dame time early.
Lillard's defended by Nembhard, who's crowded him outside, gets the contact, fires away, and hits the three-pointer anyway.
As heard on WTMJ, Damian Lillard had all 35 of his points in the first half, and the Bucks got it done without the Greek Freak, cruising to a 109-94 win. Head coach Doc Rivers said he was grateful for Lillard's performance, but they can't solely rely on him.
Whenever you have a great player and he does that, it allows everybody to kind of get into their game. But you can't expect that every night. Dame does, you know, but we can't expect that. We have to do more. And we play great, more in the first half. But honestly, there's a lot of things that I think we can do better.
Stanley Cup playoffs. Canucks hosting the Predators, tied at 2 in the third period. Captain Pugh Suter tied the game at 2, then just 12 seconds later.
Canucks forechecking in the Nashville zone. Garland sends it out front. Joshua scores!
Dakota Johnson's go-ahead goal on SN 650. The Canucks went on to win 4-2. The Jets edged the Avs in a 13-goal thriller, 7-6. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Check out the all-new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 1500 model LT with a Z71 package. A 1500 model LT Trail Boss, it's also a Z71 package. And a Chevy Silverado 1500 High Country Edition. Awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sim Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The Environmental Protection Agency has again approved an E15 summertime sales waiver, allowing uninterrupted nationwide sales of gasoline that contains 15% ethanol. The emergency summertime waiver follows similar E15 waivers last year and the year before, and comes as EPA cites tight oil supplies from geopolitical conflict, OPEC actions, and strong gas demand at home. Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper had this to say.
So EPA is looking at all of those factors and using its authority under the Clean Air Act to declare emergency conditions for this summer and effectively waiving the volatility requirements for E15.
Cooper says the E15 waiver will help save drivers money, especially during higher summertime demand when gas prices are on the rise.
That fuel is typically priced 25 to 30 cents below E10 where it's being sold. So drivers that are frequenting those 3,500 stations that sell E15 today are saving a lot of money when they pull up to the pump.
Cooper says those drivers are giving ethanol producers and corn growers a huge boost.
Probably about 400 million gallons of E15 sales occurred last summer. Again, only because this waiver was issued last summer. We would expect similar numbers or even larger numbers this summer.
Again, that's head of the Renewable Fuels Association, Jeff Cooper. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency waiver followed a months-long campaign, including letters to President Biden by nearly 1,000 farmers and ethanol workers and 46 House and Senate members. The Environmental Protection Agency earlier granted a petition from 8 Midwest governors to allow year-round E15 sales in their states, but not until next year. That prompted the industry to call for a permanent legislative fix, including the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. Sam Speck with your latest ag news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As cattle producers are getting their livestock ready for pasture, one thing to keep in mind is parasites. K-State veterinarian in the diagnostic lab, Greg Hanselcheck, focuses on the internal parasite, worms, and the impact they can have on calves. He explains how they are found in all cattle, but usually only affect them at a certain age.
Internal parasites, we can find those in every animal and every herd.
But once a bovine gets to a year and a half of age, they have developed an immunity to the internal parasites or the worms. And yes, they do carry them, but they're going to keep the population of the internal parasites at a level that's not going to hurt them production-wise. It's the baby calves, their first exposure to the internal parasites. When they consume those are the animals that are going to actually take the hit for the internal parasites.
Handelcheck says what cattle producers need to do to help reduce parasite exposure. He also explains resistance that is being seen in the cattle industry and how to not make it worse.
So we want to keep the pasture as clean as possible, meaning even though we know the adults are spreading the internal parasites through the manure, we would like to reduce those to a minimal level so that the baby calves that are out there grazing, their exposure to these internal parasites will be minimized. We're starting to see with certain internal parasites some major resistance, especially to the ivermectins or avermectins. And so things like make sure that the proper dose, we don't want to underdose because it's kind of like the insecticide ear tag. If we underdose an animal, the only internal parasites we're killing are those that are most susceptible. So doing that, really probably the best way to get beyond resistance and also improve the internal parasite control program is to use two different types of dewormers. So when you hear people say a white dewormer, that's an oral dewormer in combination with either an injectable or a topical dewormer. Using those two types of products will reduce resistance and increase the effectiveness of the deworming program.
Talking with a local veterinarian continues to be encouraged.
For any of these things, I would highly recommend that the producer talk to their veterinarian and say, you know, what products are best for us? What timing do you guys or gals recommend as we go forward?
That was K-State veterinarian in the diagnostic lab, Greg Handelcheck, as he discusses how to help prevent worms in cattle, but also how producers should treat their livestock for the best results. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, good morning. It's a Monday, and we're at 10 o'clock here this morning, and certainly a happy day to all to you. Well, it's going to be a great day. We've got great cattle. We certainly have hay, but folks, hang on. We'll certainly get through the hay this morning and tell you about a great set of cattle. The cattle markets, we actually lost a dollar last week, 183, 292 in the carcass. A lot of cattle were moved in Nebraska and Kansas, and certainly if a lot of cattle were moved in, maybe just a little market lower, certainly still feels good if we get those numbers moved. So let's hope for the future. 10 o'clock started, high noon. We'll get in the small square bales of alfalfa and brome, prairie, so forth. There's 80 alfalfa third cut, 55 to 60. 60 a fourth cut in the alfalfa. In the brome, 115. In the prairie, 35. Grass and brome, 20. And straight grass, 72. In the big squares and the big rounds, we have 30 of the big squares fifth cut. 1507 with the 22.5 protein, another 30 fifth cut, 1482 protein, 2150. Certainly nice hay again after selling last week. In the round prairie, there's total 39 third cut with a weight of 1766 and 1803. 14 of second and third cut. There's 11 second cut that weigh 1520 and 21 second cut with weights of 1688 and 1779. In the round grass, 67. In the round brome, 4. Rye, 7. Sedan, 7. Corn stalks, 14. CRP, 16. Hey, in the cattle business, that'll be at 1 o'clock. We certainly have a black family, 7-year-old, coming from Grunewald's guy. She is a late one, so they're going to move her. She's got a black heifer calf, and that calf was born April 5th. In the cattle business, if you've got a locker spot, we certainly got some steers for you here today. three Black and Char steers are going to weigh 12 to 1,300. They certainly are finished. The Jobman Cattle out of Beatrice. Kramer out of Virginia has got 11 black steers. They're coming off the cow. They're weaned. They're vac 5 1/4, 7 1/4. Mr. Holscher out of Cook's got 6 black steer and heifers. They're going to be 5 to 600. Robotham out of Pleasantdale's got 7 small black baldy bull and heifers coming off the cow. Nice calves. They're weighing 4 to 450. Wilson's got just a small group of 4 black baldy steer and heifers, fall calves. They're going to weigh 6 to 675. Seabrant out of Jansen has 17 black Simmangus steer and heifers, Wayne Vac, 5 to 650. Schmitz out of Marysville, 15 head black steer and heifers. They got a wean, they got a vac, 450 to 550. Jeff Party out of Adams got 115 black steers, background yearlings, guys. 9 to 9 1/4 does a great job on those cattle with very good weigh. The Grunewalds out of Pickerel, 35 black steer and heifers, wean vac 500. Garen and Judy Goble, Mahaska, Kansas, 68 black and red steer and heifers. They've got a wean, they've got a vac 450 to 600. Bear out of Claytonia's got some calves, 675, 11 black and red heifers, fall weaned and all. Richardson's out of Adams got 60 black steer and heifers, January wean. Those calves are going to weigh 5 to 775. Jared Dorn, 20 black char steer and heifers, January wean, 5 to 600. Miller out of Western's got 8 small group, but very good red Angus steer and heifers, 6 week wean, 600. Steve Eden, Nebraska City, 800 pounders, 10 black steers, yearlings, July wean, folks. And out of Sterling, the Kelly calves, 8 shorthorn bulls, they're going to be yearlings at 750 to 900. So give us a call, Tanya Rickard, any 223-3571. We certainly appreciate the business, and also want to remind you about the bread cow sale coming up Thursday at 11 o'clock. We certainly have cow calves coming in here tonight. Everything else will show up tomorrow, guys. We'll be working Tuesday, Wednesday, and getting things ready. If you have questions, give us a call, or you can certainly stop in with the busy schedule this time of year. Sale time is Thursday on the Cow-Calf Bread Cow Sale here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
7:31 from KNDY and 45 degrees. Temperatures warming well into the 70s today, tomorrow. Looks like seasonal temps toward midweek. Best chances for rain toward week's end with severe storms possible. Scattered chance for rain overnight tonight across the region.
Your bedroom is probably too warm for a good night's sleep. We've got the latest in sleep research today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, April 21st, the 112th day of the year. Actor Tony Danza celebrates a birthday, and the musical Annie opened on Broadway on this day in 1977. Recent studies by sleep experts reveal that your bedroom is probably warmer than it should be for a good night's sleep. The They found that those who sleep in cool bedrooms, in the low 60s, for example, sleep longer and are more alert in the morning than those who sleep in warmer bedrooms. A warmer environment is at odds with the body's need to lower core temperature and heart rate. There's no consensus on the ideal sleeping temperature, but the National Sleep Foundation says it probably falls somewhere between 60 and 67. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more, visit almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Baseball season continues as we go further into the late spring and early summer. Kansas City wrapped up their three-game series over the Baltimore Orioles at home at Kauffman Stadium over the weekend. They now have a four-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays, also at home, starting tonight with first pitch at 6:40 and going through Thursday. By Friday, Kansas City heads back on the road to Detroit to take on the Tigers for a three-game series before heading up to Toronto for another three-game series there. In minor league baseball, we'll bring it back to the state of Kansas as the Wichita Wind Surge are off today before heading back on the road to San Antonio for a six-game series starting tomorrow. The Wind Surge have been at home for the past week taking on Tulsa, as the Wind Surge right now are still sitting at the bottom of the Texas League North with an overall 1-10 record for the season. Right now, Springfield is sitting atop the Texas League North, followed by Arkansas, Tulsa, and Northwest Arkansas. Good American Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run three, Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
KNDY.